Blog Talk Radio.
Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father. Our Father, who is in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. 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 Our Creator, our Maker, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Creator, our Creator, who is art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Our Maker, our Creator, who is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Our Creator, who is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Our Maker, our Creator, who is in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, our Creator, our Maker, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, our Creator, our Maker, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Our Creator, our Maker, who is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Our Creator, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Our Creator, who is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. 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 Our Creator, our Maker, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. our Creator, our Maker who sat in heaven. Amen.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome to our Miracles Radio and TV Ministry. God bless you all for coming. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want to pray for Nigeria because we are getting a lot of news from Nigeria. What is going on there? There's so much, they say the Muslims, Boko Haram and all the rest of them, they are killing Christians in the Middle East. And not just 10 Christians, not just 100 Christians, they are killing thousands of Christians. And it's not a lie. Because Christian Broadcasting Network, they went there and seen everything and brought it here. And we getting so much news about Nigeria, very ugly news. I want us to pray for Nigeria quickly. I want to pray for peace to reign and all this fighting and killing of people to stop. Jesus, to speak peace to that nation. Yes, please let us pray for Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Let us pray.
Amen. Jesus, amen. Jesus, amen. The mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God of all nations. God of all nations, O Lord God of heaven, help us in Nigeria. No man's death to Nigeria, O Lord God of heaven. Because of Nigeria with the blood of Jesus, I run everybody in Nigeria into the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is Santa. Nigeria, they want to come in Nigeria, they want. And also to Nigeria, they want them inside the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is Santa. They are all saved in the name of Jesus. Everybody in Nigeria, no bloodshed, no death, no man, no man's death. Nigeria is covered with the blood of Jesus. The Almighty God in Nigeria, and all nations over Nigeria. O Lord God, Jerusalem, Nation, Nigeria, Nation, America, Nation, O Lord God, the world. Nations in Nigeria, Nations in Nigeria, towns in Nigeria, villages in Nigeria, islands in Nigeria. O Lord God, they are all covered by the blood of Jesus. O Lord God, they are saved by the blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a strong sign. They all run into it and save.
Lord Jesus, say to Nigeria, peace be still, Lord Jesus.
Oh God, the mighty Father, the battle of Nigeria, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Fight the battle of Nigeria, God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Oh, rainbow, stay dreaming, rainbow, stay dreaming. Oh, the sun, the sun, the sun, the sun, the sun, the sun, Who they say them, who they told them.
Let's pray for those who are sick. A lot of people have issues, sickness, various families. We've been hearing complaints, prayer requests from every nook and corner. Families, you know, a lot of sicknesses and attacks. These are satanic attacks. The devil is attacking homes and families, you know, trying to afflict them with all kinds of issues and problems. And want to pray that the blood of Jesus will avail and the devil be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Yes,
We are the sons of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you have any message to share with us today, Mama? Yes, sir.
Yes, so it is time. You can go ahead and share it now. It's time.
Okay.
Yes.
The topic of today is Word of God be life. How can the Word of God be life?
Yes.
The kind of life we have on earth, as well as the place of our eternal existence. Will we believe God's Word as true for us or not? Our salvation as well, the depth of our heartly commitment to the Lord, depends on our believing or not believing the Word of God to be wholly true. We must believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, and it is true for us today as it was when it was written. The Word of God says about itself is true. God spoke the word, and the heavens and the souls came into being. This word is sharp. It divides souls and spirits as well as the thoughts. The Word of God endures forever and will not pass away even though heaven and earth do. The Word will not return to God without accomplishing what He wants it to do. The Word judges us and reveals our sin. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh, even as He came to dwell among men. To believe God's Word, we must accept that it is true by faith. And faith itself comes from hearing the word. Thus reading and meditating upon the word itself builds our faith and gives us the ability to believe the word of God. Joshua 1:8 tells us about prospering with the word of God, that we should meditate on the word of God day and night and do according to how it is written in it, so that we might be prosperous.
Yes.
John 15:7 says, if you abide in Jesus and his word abide in us, you have any request you like, and it will be granted.
Yes.
John chapter 15:7. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, that the man of God may be perfect perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Psalm 119:89 says, God's word is settled in heaven. Isaiah 55:8-11, God's word will not return, but it shall accomplish that which it pleases. It shall prosper in things sent, where it is sent to. 1 Peter 1:23-25, the word of God liveth and abideth forever. 2 Peter 1:20-21, Holy Scripture was written by holy men of God.
Spoke by Jesus,
moved by the Holy Ghost. Revelation 22:18-19, if anyone has to the prophecy of the word, God will have to him the place that are written in his book. And if anyone takes away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, this we should not have to the word of God or supply from it. John 20:31, the gospel of John was written that we might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have eternal life through his name. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing and hearing the word of God. Revelation 24, those who reign with Christ were those who gave their lives for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God.
We all
must evangelize. Evangelism and word of God is very important in the life of a Christian. John 12:47-48, for those who reject Christ, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. The light of glorious gospel of Christ Jesus must shine on us. James 1:22-25, in regard to the word, we are to be the doer of the word, not hearer only. Hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Psalm 119:105, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So the word of God will always guide us in Jesus' name and counsel us in the name of Jesus. If we read the whole of Psalm 119 to the last, from verse 1 to verse 175, it tells us about what the word of God does in our life. And any Christian stand and stability depends on the word of God. No matter what we do, we must study the scripture, and God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. For blessing us with his word today. We're going to pray one more. We're going to pray, God, make us doers of your word, and not just hearers alone. Help us to abide in the word of God, and the word of God abide in us. Because Jesus said, if you abide in Christ, and the word of Christ abide in you, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Let us pray that prayer. God, help us to abide in you.
And we will abide in
us.
Let us abide in the word of God. And let the word of God abide in us. Let us God so that anything we want, anything we ask from God Almighty, it shall be done unto us in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, abide in us. Your word abides in us.
And we abide in the word of God.
Your name shall be done, Lord.
Whatever we have, it shall be
done
unto us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
We receive your altar, O God.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The word of God, O Lord God of heaven, let us abide with us.
On social media, on radio, or whatever, God, answer them by fire. This is their own God. Give them an open heaven.
Open heaven,
new
Lord God of
heaven. God will be full. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, we're still going to pray about the situation of the world today. The world today, what is going on? The nations are preparing. The nations are preparing for a third world war. We don't want a third world war. We don't want a third war. Even now, they have started the third world war at the South China Sea, Taiwan, and China, and then Russia, and Ukraine, and then other nations, and then African countries. They are trying to plunge the whole world into a third world war, which will be very disastrous. It's going to be very disastrous. We're going to pray that it should not happen. And even right now, whatever is going on in the South China Sea, and they're already announcing that they already started the Third World War. Even they came up to American sea shores, and they are practicing, and they show them on the news. All these things, you know, they are trying to provoke ugly situations. These are satanic move, devilish, satanic ideas that the devil has put in the life of people, making them to be war hungry. They want to shed blood and plead blood. And this is not the will of God. That's not the will of God. We're going to pray against those spirits in the name of Jesus. Let's come against that spirit, blood shedding spirit. Spirit of war, we bind you. There's no third world war. In the name of Jesus, God cancel it with the blood of Jesus. South China Sea, there must be peace and love and unity. In the nations of the earth, it is peace be still. In the name of Jesus, we will not have war. We cannot have fighting and killing and shooting and destruction of life and property. We reject our sins. In the name of Jesus, we reject it. Ere Messiah, God, stop them in their tracks. God, stop them in their tracks. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say no to bloodshed. In the name of Jesus, we say peace be still to our nations. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. The arrow that flies by day shall not reach us, neither shall the terror that moves by night. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabaya, Yeke, Sinti, the move. Iblondo, 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 ya. Ye rebusaya, yende riba, yende riba. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, today we're not going to have a long program. We're going to stop here because some of our equipment needs to be fixed. You can even see that we are using only one or two of the equipment. We are supposed to be using up to six equipment on this table, but we need to fix them and get them ready for next weekend. So we're going to stop here this week, and then we're going to continue next weekend, this weekend coming, starting on Friday, then Saturday, then Sunday. Then all our equipment will be operating 100%, and then we're going to have good meetings and good services. But I want to thank every one of you for being a part of tonight's broadcast. God bless you all, especially our Honorable Mother in Christ, Lady Evangelist Olainka Alawa. We really enjoyed your teaching today. Thank you so much. God bless you and your family. Long life and prosperity.
Amen.